The Maine Principals Association says schools will be able to offer most fall sports this autumn, but football and volleyball will likely be postponed until next year. That's according to new COVID-19 prevention guidelines agreed to today by the MPA, the Mills Administration, and other school groups. According to the guidelines, the MPA will not sponsor tackle football or indoor volleyball, which are both deemed to carry higher risks, level risks. The association says it will offer alternatives and try to provide a season for both sports from late winter to early spring. The decision comes after state officials raised concerns with the MPA's original plan, which would have allowed all sports to resume this fall. Last week, the MPA agreed to delay the beginning of the fall season until September 14th to work through those concerns. Despite the agreement, local officials say many details must still be worked out over the next few weeks, including the finalization of athletic plans in each district and plans for transportation of students and potential spectators at games. Now, some districts canceled fall sports programs well before they got guidance from the Maine Principals Association. Among them, Deer Isle Stonington, where Principal Dennis Duquette says boys and girls soccer have been canceled, but golf and cross country can go forward. Duquette says it's just not possible to maintain social distancing in close contact sports such as soccer.
In our school, our academic classes, you know, we have to wear a mask and we have to keep, you know, 6 foot distance. And how do you do that athletically? So it came down to one of those judgment decisions. If we're making our kids do that in school, in a classroom, how do we justify it after school in soccer, which is a very close contact sport? You know, where we are, we literally were on an island. And as far as the number of COVID-19 cases, it's, you know, very, very limited. But as with traveling sports, you keep, you know, you continue to enter into different areas. That was a part of the decision to not have the contact sports this fall.
What are you hearing from parents and students? There's bound to be some disappointment over a decision like this.
There is. There is disappointment. Not by all parents, I don't think, but by several. And I think the disappointment is that they realize how important athletics is to their student for a variety of reasons. They have put up a couple signs using those red solo cups, let the athletes play, let us play, things like that. Proactive, you know, nothing malicious whatsoever. So it's tough.
And I believe you told us earlier that the soccer coaches at Deer Isle Stonington have not been laid off. Instead, they're being repurposed to create sort of a replacement program that starts next week with maybe some more unusual offerings. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And also, is it possible that more students, maybe ones who didn't go out for that hardcore competition, you know, might actually be enticed to get involved now?
Well, hopefully, yeah. I mean, that's our plan. But we're trying to get creative where kids can get outside and run, laugh, do things together, but maintain that social distance. So we've sat down, we've met, we've come up with some pretty good ideas, and we're going to solicit information from our students as to what they would like to see. But they have to be non-contact. Some of the things that we have put forth for after school, cornhole, because we've, you know, cornhole boards, and you have one person playing against another person, but the distance is, you know, approximately, what, 15 feet, I believe it is. And then we have ping pong, and we have our tennis courts out back, so we'll be playing after school tennis. Also, we set up pickleball on one of the tennis courts. So we've got some good options right now. Other things put forth are, you know, frisbee, soccer, but two-on-two or three-on-three, almost a non-touch. You know, goalie can't use their hands, for example. Those details have to be worked out a little bit. Kids will be touching things. They'll be touching, you know, the bean bags. They'll be touching paddles and things like that. But we can keep them cleansed and clean as they change hands.
Now, the whole situation has been changing, of course, since the beginning of the pandemic. And back in spring, no one really had any idea how long it was going to last. Is it too soon to start talking about cheerleading and basketball? Winter sports are just a couple of months away now, and even spring sports. Is it too soon to be looking at what's going to happen there?
So right now we're on hold for winter sports and spring sports, and we're going to just play that by ear as the superintendent gets more information. We're very hopeful that things will return to as much normalcy as possible by then. But right now we are assuming that we are going to be playing winter sports.
That's Dennis Duquette, principal of Deer Isle Stonington High School. To see more of our deep dive coronavirus coverage, please keep on listening this week. And of course, check out our webpage at mainepublic.org/coronavirus. Just about 20 minutes now before 6:00.